In Ohio, Cuyahoga County has problems on election days. 4 years ago, thousands of voters were mistakenly dropped from voter lists, and people had to wait in very, very long lines. Jane Platten is the new director of elections for Cuyahoga County. Jane, welcome to Day to Day, and what are you doing to make the voting experience better for people?
We have really homed in on election process for the presidential election. We've had a massive voting system switch. Actually, we've had three in the last probably 3 years.
Now, three complete changes of systems?
Yes. We went from the punch card system to an electronic touchscreen system and now to a paper-based optical scan system.
Is that a paper ballot system?
Yes. It's just like an SAT test where you fill in the bubble.
Yeah. Here's something else. You know, there have been a series of lawsuits about voter rolls quite recently, went all the way to the Supreme Court. And we're reading that there is more interest now on the part of the Republican Party, especially challenging some voter rolls. Where does that stand right now in Ohio, and how is it affecting things in Cuyahoga County?
Right now in Ohio, there are no pending lawsuits relative to the registration rolls. They dismissed or requested dismissal of those lawsuits in the last weeks, and we are proceeding as usual in terms of our poll books and our current safety nets that we have within the system to make sure that persons are not coming out to the polls and voting multiple times. What happened here in Cuyahoga County is we had individuals filling out multiple registration cards for an organization, and that organization was then submitting them to Cuyahoga County.
Is this ACORN?
Yes, it was ACORN.
We'll just note that this is an organization that seeks to register people who are unregistered, and it's been criticized very heavily, especially by Republicans, for, let's say, over-registering voters.
I would say that's an accurate description. Because a person multiply registers to vote does not equate into multiple voting. We have systems in place where we catch those duplicate cards. And that's how it came to light in Cuyahoga County. We had an individual who actually registered 72 times, and my staff came to me and said, this person, I recognize the name multiple times. The system won't let me put him in any longer. He's already in. So we have those safety nets.
Jane, let me ask you this, just about gross numbers in Cuyahoga County. How many people are now registered to vote there, do you know, just in rough terms, and how does that compare to 4 years ago or previous history in Cuyahoga County?
Currently, we have 1.1 million voters on our registration rolls. We have just under 800,000 active voters, and that is about equal to where we were in 2004.
So does that leave you terrified about next week because 2004 was not very good, or you think things are going to be okay?
I really do think things are going to be okay. And one major improvement that the state of Ohio made was to allow a voter to vote early without having to be out of town or in the hospital. And so we have aggressively campaigned to get voters to vote by mail in Cuyahoga County.
How many have you gotten to vote?
Right now, we have approximately 250,000 persons who have either voted by mail or come to the Board of Elections to cast their ballot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And that is going to help us significantly alleviate the crowds at certain times of day in the polling locations. We're also aggressively campaigning and educating voters to, if you can, vote in the middle of the day. Do not come in and vote at 6:30 a.m. on your way to work. Don't come after dinner. Come at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if you can. Those things are going to help us alleviate the lines as well. I think we'll be much better off on November 4, 2008 than we were November 2, 2004.
Jane Platten, Director of Elections for Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Jane, good luck next week.
Thank you, sir.